Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. How many times does this song say, Alleluia? Four times. Each time we sing it through, that is. Alleluia comes from the Hebrew word Hallelujah. And you know what it means? It literally means praise the Lord. We can praise God for Jesus and what Jesus has done for us.
Christ.
We are wrapping up this corner and practicing the books of the Bible. Okay, let's see how fast we can say it. Can we say it a little faster? I think we can. I want you to say it right along with me. We're going to do it together, and we're going to see how quickly we can do it. Are you ready? Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Were you able to keep up? Well, let's go ahead and do it one more time. We're just going to go a bit slower. All right? We want it to be perfect. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Hi, boys and girls. We are going to pick up today where we left off last time. Do you remember what happened? Well, the women had come and told the disciples that Jesus was alive. He was risen. But did they believe him? No, they thought that the women must be dreaming. Have you been enjoying the story this far? I have. And in fact, I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think about the story this week. I want to know if you have any questions about the story. You can write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. And you can get a hold of me. I would love to hear from you. I want to know where you're listening from and what you like most, and if you have any Bible questions, because we are going to be starting a new section of our podcast that is a question and answer. That means that you get to write in to me about your Bible questions, and we are going to answer them from the Bible. Doesn't that sound like fun? Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Before we get started, let's pray and ask Jesus' Spirit to be with us. Dear Lord, thank you so much that we get this time to spend with you. Help us to put aside our distractions and to be able to focus on what you want to tell us. Amen. Many people say that when we die, we go to heaven. We go straight to heaven. They think that their loved ones are up in heaven looking down on them. Did Jesus do that? No. In fact, he told Mary that he hadn't even been to heaven yet, even after he had risen from the dead. Let's look at John chapter 20, verse 17. Go grab your Bibles, bring them here, and let's sit down and open them up. We're going to practice looking up our Bible verses. John chapter 20, it's towards the back of the book of John, verse 17. John chapter 20, verse 17. Jesus had told Mary that he hadn't gone back to heaven yet. But after that, then he went to meet with his Father.
Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
When he died, he didn't go straight to heaven. He stayed resting in the grave. Before Jesus would go back to heaven to be our high priest in the sanctuary there, he needed his followers to see that he was truly alive. He wanted them to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was risen. Also, he needed to help them to get ready for the special gift that he was going to give them. Do you know what that special gift was? The Holy Spirit. He would always be human, as well as being God. And as a man, as a human, he would not be able to be with each one of them as he had been when he was on earth. So you know what he did? He had a plan. He gave them a wonderful gift, the Holy Spirit, to be with him always, even though he wasn't there. By that same afternoon, Jesus was back on earth. He knew how frightened, how confused his followers were, and he wanted to comfort them. Two of them were sadly talking together as they walked along a rough path on their way back to their home late that Sunday afternoon. So Jesus had died on Friday. He rested in the grave on Sabbath. On Sunday morning, he rose, but two of his disciples that evening were headed back home from Jerusalem. And as they were going, they were talking together. They were very sad, very dejected, very depressed. All of their hopes and dreams were dashed, and they had heard that the women said that he was alive, but they didn't know if they really believed it. Well, Jesus was going to clear up their confusion. He joined them, and he asked them, "What are you talking about? Why are you sad?" Let's look at Luke chapter 24, verse 13 through 17. Luke is the one who tells us this story. We're going to find it in Luke chapter 24. Luke is the third book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 24, can you turn there with me? Luke chapter 24, and then we're going to read verse 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Luke chapter 24, verse 13 through 17.
"Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, so that they did not know him. And he said to them, 'What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?'"
So these men are going to Emmaus. Do you know where Emmaus was? It was a village or a town about 7 miles away. So they were walking there. They had left. Now, I like to go on hikes a lot. And if I'm walking just normally, slowly, you walk about 2 miles an hour. So to go 7 miles, it would take me about 3.5 hours. Now, if I'm walking quickly, about 4 miles per hour, then that would take me about just under 2 hours, so they had a little bit of a walk to go. Now, the road was very bumpy and rocky, and so they were probably not going super fast. And remember, they're sad. When you're sad and confused, do you walk quickly or do you walk kind of slowly? I've been on walks where my boys don't want to come and they're just kind of upset or not happy about something. And so they kind of walk along behind and slowly, and they might kick at a rock or a pebble, or they just kind of meander along. That was probably what these men were doing, the two disciples. All of a sudden, somebody appears to them. Now, did they know that it was Jesus? No, they didn't. They were surprised and amazed at Jesus' question. They were shocked. How could anyone not have known what had happened over the weekend? Everyone was in Jerusalem for the Passover. There was a hustle and a bustle. Everyone was talking about Jesus and was he risen from the dead and how he died and all these things. So you can see in verse 18 how shocked they were that here is somebody who is asking them what happened. Oh, where has he been? Under a rock? Let's see what they said in verse 18.
Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days?"
Do you ever wonder why Jesus didn't just appear to them? It's because he needed to tell these two disciples many things. And you know what? If they had have known that it was Jesus, what would they have thought about? Jesus, you're back! They would have been so excited. They wouldn't have really been able to listen. But because he did not reveal to them who he was, they were able to listen to his words better and to understand more deeply what Jesus' plan and what his goal was in coming to this world and dying for us. Do you think that these disciples were ready to listen and to pay attention to what Jesus was going to teach them? I think so. We're going to find out next time what Jesus told them and how they felt, how these disciples felt as they listened eagerly, wanting to know more and more and just feeling hope pour into their hearts. I'm looking forward to next time, aren't you? Yes. Well, before we go, let's pray and thank Jesus for knowing exactly what we need and teaching us when we need to hear it. Dear Lord, we are thankful that you know what we need. You know what we need to hear. You know how we need to hear it. I pray and I ask that you will come into our hearts, that you will help us to follow you more closely today, that we will be able to live out our day today following you, and our actions will match what you did here on earth. We love you, Jesus. Amen. We have our memory verse song, Hebrews 13, verse 5. He himself has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
Hebrews 13, verse 5.
He has said,
"I will never leave you nor forsake you."
He has said,
"I will never leave you nor forsake you."
He has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." He has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
Hey kids, it's Miss Katie here. Have you ever had a question about God or the Bible? Or as we're studying our lesson, do you sometimes have questions? Well, now is your chance to ask those questions. And guess what? We're going to answer them straight from the Bible. Send your questions to SeedPod at startingwithjesus.com, and we will let you know when those questions will air on our podcast.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877 242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.